The following show is a replay of KTQA Daily Briefing. For more information, please call 253-330-8821 or visit us online at daily.ktqa.org. Good evening! It is 10 after the hour of 6 p.m. on this Monday, September 24th, 21st. I saw 21st in my head, but I said 24th anyway. That is so weird.
Welcome back, Sam.
2020, and you're listening to the KTQA Daily Briefing here on KTQA LP 95.3 FM, Tacoma. My name is Sam, and with me... more usual than myself at this point is Becky. How are you, Becky?
I'm doing great, Sam, if not a little bit pooped.
Oh.
Well, we are entering our third week of schooling here in many districts, and it felt like a Monday. That's for sure.
All right.
Sam, I am so happy to have you back in the studio.
It's nice to be back. The path to being able to talk into a microphone again was a long one, and a surprisingly long one. And so I am actually really, really happy to be back in the saddle to be able to do work again. The daily briefing, as well as a number of other things that we've got going in the fire at this point related to the radio station that I am really, really, really happy about. And, that's kind of where I'm at. I'd ask you... You kind of took the steam out of my engine by just starting off with educational stuff, but...
Well, are you enjoying your last final day of summer before the autumnal equinox rolls in tomorrow at 6:31 a.m.?
Is the equinox tomorrow? Is it already...
Yes, it looks like...
Does the equinox usually happen in March? I'm used to it happening, like, later.
We're in September right now, hon.
No, it's March.
Right,
it's March,
right.
March 900th.
Gotcha. Yeah. All right, so we're in the vernal equinox somewhere.
Yes. It's still
March... Have you flipped hemispheres, Sam?
It's still March 2020, but it's somehow the 23rd century now. That's kind of how... To give you a sense of how time has been passing for me this year.
Well, for those of us on this planet at this moment, not in Sam's brain, yes, the autumnal equinox happens tomorrow at 13:31 UTC, which is around 6:30 in the morning, our time. So enjoy your final day of summer. I'm happy because, you know, we can breathe the air.
Yeah, I wasn't going to go on too long about that because I'm happy that the set of Total Recall has left us and those of us in the city can breathe. Well enough again.
It does feel like fall is rolling in, though.
No, it doesn't.
No, not it's to you. It's really, still March.
It's quite warm for me still. So shall we get to the briefings?
We shall. As usual, state-level updates and information on COVID-19 can be found online in multiple languages at coronavirus.wa.gov. Dialing 311 always gets you to the City of Tacoma's non-emergency information line. The state's coronavirus Q&A line is staffed 7 days a week, 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. at 1-800-525-0127. For interpreters in other language, press pound when they answer and say your language. You can also text the coronavirus Q&A line at 211-211 in any language. Dialing 211 connects you to community resources statewide through the United Way, and you can also visit wa211.org online. The Washington Listens support line is available from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Monday through Friday and 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. on weekends. To help Washingtonians cope with pandemic-related stress, it's a free service for those who are not in crisis but need an outlet to manage that stress. And the number for Washington Listens is 1-833-681-0211.
Moving on to state-level updates, all agritourism activities are now allowed to operate in modified Phase 1 counties under Phase 2 guidance. This includes you-pick orchards, corn mazes, and pumpkin patches, and sites that offer activities such as hayrides, animal viewing, and bonfires. Full guidance can be found at coronavirus.wa.gov in the news section. Animal viewing.
It's sort of like petting zoos.
When they put it that way, it just doesn't sound right. Anyway, the State Employment Security Department notes that Mondays and Tuesdays are their busiest days for phone calls, as most claimants file their weekly claim on those days, and it may be difficult to get through to an agent. The department advises that callers can continue trying to call or can wait until later in the week when the phones are less busy. Most general unemployment questions can be answered at esd.wa.gov. Seismologists from the Washington Geological Survey and preparedness experts from the Washington Emergency Management Division will host a free webinar on Wednesday, September 23rd at 1 p.m. on how to prepare for an earthquake. Information is available at bit.ly/earthquake2020.
Moving on to Pierce County news. In celebration of Recovery Month, Pierce County has created an online tool to help residents search for mental health and substance abuse treatment in Pierce County. The Behavioral Health Treatment Locator can be found online at piercecountywa.gov/BHP.
Close to home here in Tacoma, the Tacoma Community House will be distributing food boxes at 11 a.m. tomorrow, Tuesday, September 22nd, from its parking lot at 1314 L Street here in Tacoma. The Tacoma City Council will hold its weekly meeting virtually tomorrow, September 22nd at 6 p.m. It will air on TV Tacoma and be live streamed at tvtacoma.com and on the city's Facebook Live. The City of Tacoma and the Minority Business Development Agency are hosting a virtual equity in contracting workshop on Wednesday, September 23rd from 10 to 11 a.m. You can call 253-344-6675 for more information. On Thursday, September 24th at 5:30 p.m., the Centro Latino will host a virtual event in conjunction with the Mexican Consulate and the Tacoma Pierce County Health Department about COVID-19's impact on the Hispanic community. The event will be broadcast live via Centro Latino's Facebook Live at facebook.com/CentroLatinoWA.
Centro Latino los invita a tomar parte de un evento a través de Facebook Live el 25 de septiembre a partir de las 5:30 de la tarde, donde Centro Latino, con la ayuda del Consulado de México y el Tacoma Pierce County Health Department, hablarán sobre el COVID-19 y cómo ha impactado a la comunidad hispana, junto con los detalles importantes de saber. Se encuentra en facebook.com/CentroLatinoWA.
On Wednesday, September 23rd, from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., Metro Parks Tacoma is hosting a pop-up blood drive at the Point Defiance Pagoda. Visit schedule.bloodworksnw.org to book your donation appointment. On Thursday, September 24th at 6 p.m., the Pierce College Science Dome is offering a virtual tour of the nighttime sky focused on nebulas in our galaxy. You can find more information online at pierce.ctc.edu and search for the Science Dome.
Well, speaking of educational things, Tacoma Public Schools also wants to remind all students and families who need support with remote learning to go to your school website and click on Remote Learning Help to be connected with school librarians. For directions on how to update student passwords, visit tacomaschools.org/password. Tacoma Public Schools also announced significant changes to the previously announced phased return plan for in-person learning. September 28th is slated to be the first day that all kindergartners, along with elementary school special education students through fifth grade who learn in self-contained classes, to return Monday, Tuesday, Thursdays, and Fridays, with Wednesdays reserved for virtual home learning. Preschoolers who are part of cohorts can attend after September 28th on a staggered schedule. Middle school and high school special education students in self-contained classes will return in staggered cohorts, with case managers contacting families directly with scheduling details. All other students in first and second grade will not attend school in person starting September 28th, as was previously planned, but will continue on the remote learning path for now. As usual, there are numerous free COVID-19 testing sites in our region. For Seattle locations, visit seattle.gov or call 206-477-3977. For other King County locations, visit kingcounty.gov. For Pierce County locations, visit the Tacoma Pierce County Health Department website at tpchd.org/COVID test. This week's mobile testing events in Pierce County include: on Tuesday, September 22nd, testing will take place at Albertsons at 104 Military Road in Tacoma, at West Pierce Fire and Rescue in University Place, and at the DeMarc Apartments located at 1707 74th Street East in Tacoma. On Wednesday, September 23rd, testing will be held at Lakewood Village Apartments at 9100 Lakewood Drive Southwest, at the University of Puget Sound in North Tacoma, at the Tacoma Urban League in Hilltop, at the Village Square Apartments at 10810 Lakeview Avenue Southwest, at Moose Lodge at 4220 109th Street Southwest, and at the Oakleaf Apartments at 4111 110th Street Southwest. Whew, lots of places on Wednesday to go get your COVID-19 test. On Thursday, September 24th, testing will take place at Chateau Rainier Apartments in Fife, at Bethlehem Baptist Church on Portland Ave in Tacoma, at SARS Marketplace on North Pearl Street, and at the Ording Senior Apartments at 307 Harmon Way in Ording. And this Friday's testing sites include Hidden Village Apartments at 13862 10th Avenue South in Tacoma, the Brookridge Apartments in Lakewood, and the City of Bonnie Lake Upper Lot at 18302 Veterans Memorial Drive East. For the Pierce County mobile testing events, no ID is required and tests are free and open to anyone. Many testing events run all day from 9:30 a.m. to 3:30 p.m., but events this week at the Pierce County Housing Authority apartment communities run for half days. So you should check tpchd.org/COVID test four times, or if you are a resident of those apartment complexes, check with your apartment managers.
So,
Community healthcare with locations in Tacoma, Spanaway, and Lakewood is also offering testing for COVID-19, even if you are not a community healthcare patient. You should call 253-722-2161 for a telehealth screening appointment. And if the screening visit indicates that you need a test, a drive-through test will be scheduled for you. That's all I got for the testing.
All right.
We got a lot of testing things going on.
So one of the things that's happened in the time that I've been away from the microphone is that I have now done a COVID test myself. And
would you like to share how the endonasal COVID testing experience was?
It's not nearly as bad as I was led to believe it was going to be. You know, the rumors out there is it's like they really get into your brain or whatever or something like that. But it was no more it was no worse than wasabi, than consuming wasabi at a sushi place. Is
okay.
That how I think I would describe it?
So that little sting in the back of your head somewhere just for a split second and
yeah.
Then it's over?
Yeah. Yeah, it was no big deal.
However,
so there was like a lot of moving parts in that Tacoma Public Schools update. But to shorten it so that I can understand what's going on, it sounds like in school stuff is going to start for kindergartners and people in special education through fifth grade.
Elementary school kids who receive special education services in a self-contained classroom.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I've not heard the phrase self-contained classroom before. I understand what it means. I mean, it's kind of self-evident, but I had not heard that description before. So I was trying to cook it in my brain to figure out who's coming back to school. But if you're in the self-contained classroom, you're going to hear from the educators in that case.
Exactly. Basically, for Tacoma Public School students, if you're a fifth grader through a 12th grader, you're probably still going to be doing remote learning at least into October.
Yeah.
So just hang tight. Keep up with that. Check your school websites. If you got trouble, your school websites will direct you to support sessions with the school librarians who can help connect you with technology.
And that means you, too, personally, right? You're going to be probably doing a lot of remote stuff through October.
Since I teach in a school district other than the Tacoma schools, we are remote for the time being.
Okay.
So there's differences county by county based on case counts. And it looks like Pierce County has reached that threshold where the beginnings of hybrid schools are permitted to occur per our state guidelines.
Mm-hmm.
Other counties, our case counts are a little bit higher. So everyone should please do their best to continue social distancing as advised by our health departments.
I'm not making fun of the Science Dome. I mean, if you're going to have a science
structure. You are super excited
structure,
by Science Dome, aren't you?
What else would it be other than a dome? I like domes. I thought the Rosewood was cool.
Everything needs a little bit of, I don't know, emphasis and fun announcements.
Yeah. Well, you know, if I can bring a little bit of fun to it. And, you know, talking about nebula is always really cool. I've managed to see nebula through a telescope once, and it's not the kind of thing you forget. easily if you're predisposed towards that sort of thing, I suppose.
Yeah, and the cool thing about the Science Dome talks is that they do happen regularly. It's one of the ways that the Science Dome is continuing to do educational outreach while we can't actually gather at the Science Dome. If you want to go to daily.ktqa.org and flip back in some of those interviews, about, I don't know, I want to say 4 weeks ago now, I was speaking to one of the astronomers who manages and runs the Science Dome. So this is some of the cool programming that they've come up with in the meantime while school and activities are happening remotely.
Well, that's all we've got for you today. You can dial 311 for the City of Tacoma Non-Emergency Information Line. You can dial 211 for statewide community resources. Our email address is daily@ktqa.org, or you can call or text us at 253-330-8821. That comes directly to us. And yeah, we will talk to you on Wednesday.
KTQA LP 95.3 Tacoma.
Hey, Becky.
Hey, Sam.
Science Dome!